Welcome to Saimu Series, a podcast about mental health. We will touch on popular topics and insights from professionals from Saimu. Hi, this is Sally, and this is Saimu Podcast. I want to say welcome and happy National Love Your Pet Day. It's a wonderful day to celebrate. It's a special occasion dedicated to celebrating the bond between humans and their beloved pets. It's a day to shower your furry feather, scaly friends with love, attention, appreciation. And February 20th is actually the day that everybody celebrates Love Your Pet Day. And I want to introduce you to Raj. And she has, if you haven't heard our first podcast, she has joined us before, but she's coming back to talk about National Love Your Pet Day. Welcome back, Raj. And can you tell a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. Thank you, Sally, for having me on. How exciting. I'm excited about this international, you know, Celebrate Your Pet Day, because I am a dog mom myself. I got a fur baby. A little bit about myself. I'll keep it brief because, I've been on before. I'm a mental health counselor, a therapist. I work out of Vancouver, BC. I see clients online as well as in person. I'm also back in school working towards my doctorate in child psychology and family psychology. And I'm just more recently actually became a dog mom again. I have a little fur baby who is 14 weeks old. She's a mini Australian Shepherd. I've always kind of been in the realm of shepherds. The large dogs have been my dogs in the past. So two German Shepherds and a Rottweiler over a span of 30 odd years. So now going fast forward to this new one, I've been without a pet for 6 years, and it was time. I was just it aching to have, you know, being an almost an empty nester to now needing a fur baby again. So here I am with, and her name is Zara. This little Zara. If she wakes up, she will probably come pitter-pattering into the room, and I will give her the delight of seeing this beautiful little puppy who's absolutely remarkable, the intelligence this little being has, and the emotional intelligence is what's remarkable. And so it's like, I can't wait to talk about the benefits of mental health and having a pet. And in my case, it'd be dogs. Cats also are beneficial, but we'll talk about, why pets are beneficial.
I'm so super excited, and I wish Zara does wake up and does a showing, because I can't wait. When you mentioned you got a new puppy, I was just over the moon, because having a little puppy, what can't be cuter than that? Come on, everybody. That's adorable. Yeah. So let's talk about the benefits of having a pet. Being a pet owner, or being having a therapy pet or anything like that, what kind of benefits can you get from owning a pet?
Well, in general, the benefits of having a pet are it lowers your blood pressure. Just having this loving, unconditional, loving being around you that is just always happy to see you. And then just even increasing our physical activity, because you have to walk them. You take them out. You're going to, even if it's like a walk around the block, even if you're just walking them out into the yard to go do the business, you're doing more physical activity than you would if you didn't have a pet. So it's I specifically talk about dogs because I am a dog owner. So my partner's had a cat, and the cat, you have playtime with the cat as well, but it was different, but it was still interaction. There's also dogs bring about this, they make people more social. So if you're suffering from social anxiety, not getting out of the house, they'll actually get you out of the house and you'll meet people. Oh my gosh. And everybody on the street stops to see Zara, the puppy, because she's absolutely adorable. And she loves her humans. She's actually adores little children, obviously, because they're closer to size as she is, but she loves people. And this is the one thing I noticed right away with her. When I chose her as a therapy dog, what's the difference between just a regular dog and therapy dog? They have a calmer demeanor, and People say, oh, Australian Shepherds are so hard, like high wired and, like really energetic and stuff. Yes and no, she is, but she's also got a really calm personality. So when she goes to puppy obedience classes, this is amazing. I'll share this story with you. First puppy class I took her to, I failed her because I tired her out before I took her, so she kept wanting to sleep. That was an absolute fail on my part. Then puppy class number two, I thought, okay, she just she when she has a nap, she's a nap, and then when she's up and ready to go, we'll go. We did. She was active with the puppies. When the other dogs got into like the barking at each other and kind of bark playing, she went and she kind of sat and beside them all, just calmly just went walked over and sat down, and they all stopped barking. And it was funny because the trainer turned and she goes, she has such a calming energy about her. I go, yeah, she does. And this is what I witnessed with her first counseling session with a client. This calming energy. Just like she's able to read energy. So if somebody's feeling stressed, she feels it. Like, and she behaves appropriately. Somebody's feeling frustrated, angry, she again approaches appropriately. It's really, really interesting. Dogs are super intuitive, as are cats. Cats can also like soothe and help you kind of bring your emotions back to bay, which is really cool. But yeah, so my witnessing has always been the dogs in my life. Yeah, it's been really cool.
That is so interesting. Like, I love how your dogs are. Oh, it's like, could is has that calm demeanor. I think it's like similar to some, like, I guess for humans too, right? Like, some of you as calm, some people I think. But I love what, like, that you notice that as like you want to train it as a therapy dog, that it already has this wonderful caring, calming demeanor that could help people and probably improve somebody's mood as well, right?
Oh, yes. And Sally, like I did share a story with you, I'll share here, is like I took her after 5 days of having her in my home with the children and, family. She's gotten used to her pack, right? This is her family. Mom is alpha because mom is the one that's getting up at every hour on the hour, making sure she's learning how to go to the washroom and getting housebroken. I took her to a counseling session, and because this is what her future holds is being my partner in counseling. I had a client who was weeping, right? Like started to like sob. My dog recognized right away. So she was sitting at my feet and she got up and walked straight up to the client, sat in front of her. Didn't whine. She just kind of looked at her, cocked her head a little bit and made a little of a the kind of a noise, like to let her know, hey, I'm here. I asked my client if she was comfortable, like allowing Zara up into her lap. And the woman, like through her sobs and Kleenex, she said, sure. She, let the dog jump up. And Zara, normally it's a puppy, they'll go for the face to lick. She didn't. She put her head on the lady's chest and just kind of curled up in her arms and let her hold her. And then after about, like I think about 10 minutes, like where the client kind of started to calm down and feel a little bit better and just felt the heartbeat of the puppy against her. And the dog recognized she was okay, jumped back down, walked over and lay down at my feet and just to recharge her batteries. Then we continued the session for 40 minutes and she was just calm. She just sat and witnessed the conversation and that was it. And I for me, that was like, wow. This little one is so intuitive. Then I started witnessing it in the home. With like I have all these daughters, and when they're having like the younger one, 9 years old, who's if she's in a mood, or if my 16-year-old is kind of feeling frustrated or sad, she'll actually go and sit beside them. And one was sitting on the stairs, so she ran up and sat and put her head on her shoulder. Yeah, it was really
Oh,
cute. Yeah, and it's just it's really, really quite remarkable to witness. And again, she hasn't been for formal training yet, which we will go to. This is after the puppy phase. Puppy phase is still at home with the pack where it's safe. She's nipping, right? She's nipping everybody's hands and the
wow.
little teeth that are coming. And sooner that's over, we'll look at going into the actual therapy training because there they'll test to see if she's can be a therapy dog by putting their hand out like this. They just put their hand out, and if she nips at it or goes for the hand, she fails right away.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So we have to see, like right now that's in our home that there's training that like as soon as we put so I told the girls, all of them, keep your hand closed and then sometimes you can put your fingers out, see if she goes for the hand. So most often than not she won't. Yeah.
Wow. It's meant to be. Zara, you're meant to be a therapy dog. I'm so rooting for her.
Yeah. Same. Yeah, it's really cute. Yeah, and if I can give you the list, Sally, this is so cool. Like I was so excited to do this podcast with you, so I was like making my list of all the benefits, okay?
Oh,
so,
yes, please tell me.
I'm just going to fire through the list, and then I can give you like a link to post if you want afterwards where this information comes from. So, okay, I talked about it lowers our blood pressure. So if you have blood pressure issues, or even if you don't, sometimes we do just, our blood pressure just goes up because of the stresses of work and coming home, and now you're prepping and doing this, that, and the other. So it helps lower blood pressure, just having this unconditional love come at you as soon as you come home. Then again, we talked about socialization. So if you're feeling, especially after COVID, people were feeling pretty antisocial and not feeling the comfortable around other people, but it gets you out. And then you meet your neighbors and you will still say hello. You may not stop and have a half hour chat, but you'll still be able to look and say hello because people acknowledge people, dogs usually. Obviously, it prevents loneliness. So if you are by yourself, it's like you have a companion that's always eager to please. So then again, that leads us to companionship. Physical activity, we talked about, it increases like tenfold because you want them to go out and get their fresh air, but also go to the washroom outside the house. They also improve our mental health and moods. So because they recognize dogs are super intuitive. You ever notice dogs are always happy? Like they're always happy.
Always right? Happy you to see you. Like the
like they're just happy. And then it takes really bad experiences to make them otherwise, right? Because they say there's no bad dog, it's owners. It's how we treat them. If we treat them with love, kindness, and respect, that's what they will be. So my Rottweiler, people thought, oh, that's like a lab in Rottweiler's clothing because she was so loving and so friendly. My German Shepherds, the same thing. They're very instinctively protective. They didn't have to be trained to be. They were so gentle, loving with my children. Just amazing. So it's the owners and how we take care of our dogs. So they improve your mental health. So anytime anybody in the home is feeling a little bit kind of, the dog knows, they're just going, they navigate towards that person and will just kind of bring a toy, do something to help them to charge their mood, right? And change it. And our lifespan gives us longevity of life when we have a pet because of the unconditional love. And then obviously reducing stress because we are doing all the walking, our blood pressure is better. And also this is my favorite piece. It's going to sound so crazy, but it's that creates structure, regulation, and discipline in the home. Especially if you have children.
I
as a therapist, as a mother, I highly recommend it. And I was thinking, no, you have to be authoritarian. No, not like that. It's like, because you're creating such as the alpha, you're creating a routine because a puppy, they need that. You can't have them all over the place. And I'll give you an analogy. If we had a child in diapers and we decide, oh, we're just going to take the diapers off and just let them roam around, they may just poop and peep anywhere, right? And we don't want that. So the puppy, it's kind of the same. So we have structure. We create like a space that they know, we put the pee pads down. So that's the only place they go because we can't put diapers on them. So for our children, we put a diaper on them. So then we have a little bit of safety until they learn how to go. And then dogs also with their nose and mouth, that's how they see their world, how they experience it. And then, you know, we child-proof our homes before we have our babies, before we bring them home, we puppy-proof our home. So again, your children are also learning how to nurture and care for another living being through this different type of structure, the discipline, why we don't let the dog chew on wires in the house and why we all kind of keep our rooms clean. We put our shoes away because they're going to be chewed up and gone. There's so many little things that create like that type of structure and almost disciplining ourselves, you know, like getting up in the morning and getting out for a walk, you know, like because she has to go to the washroom and I want to make sure that I get up and go with her. And my puppy, as you and I had talked about, it was quite remarkable. 8:20 p.m. she runs up into her crate and she's ready for bed. Yeah. And it's just like clockwork. And then the kids are going, why does she have to go to bed right now? I go, she's taking herself to bed because she's ready. Right? She's ready. I'm not going to fight it because I think good on her for knowing that. And she sleeps right through the night. And 5:30, 6:15, she's up. And then we're a routine again. So she's creating a routine. The children are actually getting disciplined and having a routine. right? Because they're seeing this, and the puppy knows her own circadian rhythm. I need to sleep at this time. Puppies sleep 16 to 18 hours. That's what, because they're growing
Yeah.
and they need that. So it's like, yeah, so it's really interesting. So we have higher survival rates of people, fewer heart attacks. Yeah, just better psychological well-being, because you're more in a happy place. Because again, when a puppy, if you really like, if you look at a child too, and children are learning, we don't get angry with them because they're just learning, right? And then we understand it's like a learning process. You're gonna make a few mistakes before you get it right. Puppies are the same. They're not doing it on purpose, right? They're eager to please. Yeah, we just gotta take the time and put that energy into them, and they give back tenfold.
Amazing. Yeah, like I
Yeah.
love what you say because like I feel like if also like if you're a person that don't kind of are lost, it kind of brings a sense of purpose and responsibility on a person like that could probably improve their self-esteem, like even like teaching the pet like some tricks
Yeah.
or as a mom, it, like you kind of feel that way with your own child, but as a being a fur baby, a fur mom, I feel like that kind of experience is somewhat similar. It just brings you like this wonderful like
Yeah.
purpose and like a responsibility to take care of this little fur
Yeah.
baby and
That's so beautiful. What you just said there, though, the self-esteem piece, that's huge. It really is. Can imagine, get up in the morning, my socks are mismatched. I don't know what I'm wearing. I just throw on whatever I can, because it's really dark outside. And but her and I are gonna go for a walk around the block because she needs to get out. She's not judging me. We're both happy. I get in there, I brush my teeth and wash my face, and out the door we go with whatever I'm wearing. And she's like, whatever, this is mom, and mom's taking me out, and I feel beautiful. My dog doesn't think anything any different or less of me when I step out of the home. So there's, and also, like you're saying, for children being able to care for and do and teach, like even like the, especially with the shepherd breed, which I'm used to, like, and this one is a mini Aussie shepherd, but the other ones were like German shepherds, right? The teaching, dogs love to learn. They're eager to please. Right, they just, you can teach them something every single day of their life. You can really teach them. You put that energy in, and then they respond. It's such a gift for us, but also for the dog, because they're wanting that. That's all they ask for, is like, play with me, and let's like teach me. That's all it is. They just can't speak, So it's really, it's yeah. And then again, like you said, that folds back into that self-esteem piece, even for children in the family and as a pack member. Like, you're doing something and you're getting something back. And yeah, it's a beautiful feeling. And for children and people with depression, there's like no greater gift, seriously. Like, it's like it can pull you out of a dark place. It really can.
Like you said, when you mentioned Zara, even noticing that lady, and like she was like the she was drawn and she wanted to comfort her. Like I felt like pets amazingly or like I guess they sense that and they want to like you said, want to be They want to please you. They want to make you feel better. And that's really
They do.
cool.
And that's what it is. It's like, and then energy-wise. So you'll notice too, like they're, so puppies also need to regulate. So again, it's really good to kind of, if you like a breed and you think, oh, this is the type of dog I'd like, I say research and look them up. You'll notice things about dogs. I notice with mine right away, like if her ears go back and the way she's looking, she's, even if her tail's wagging, I can tell she's anxious, right? Where the kids might be thinking, oh, she's having fun, she's, her tail's wagging. I'm saying, no, you know what, her, like I can see, like her ears are gone back. She's actually quite anxious right now, so she's actually scared. But so like a child who's laughing, but they're scared, but they start, then they eventually start crying, right? So a puppy again can't say, but then they, when they get anxious, we have to be like start noticing, because again, they're very emotional, and then they're reacting to us with emotion. That's the only way they can show us, and we just have to be as in tune to them as they are to us. And then it's like the, that bond and that relationship is so like amazing. It really is. And that's why, that's when we talk about dogs that do therapy with children who have autism or not diabetes, like the seizures. Dogs recognize it before it even comes on. Or if a person in the family has an illness, dogs can, they can smell it, they can sense it, right? So it's
Dogs are
quite
so
this.
amazing. Like, I remember reading an article that they trained some dogs to smell COVID and some diseases on some people. Like, I'm just like, what? Like, cancer and COVID has different smells and they can figure it out. I'm just like, whoa, this, like, animals are so amazing. Like, dogs are amazing. I'm always like surprised, like, what they could do, like, what you could train them to do too.
Like, and you know my, I was talking about mine again. I'm sorry to keep talking about my dog, but I'm just like blown away
No.
by she's day two at home. She's like, I have put bells at the back door. She's smacking those bells to go to the washroom. So every time I take her out every hour on the hour for a washroom break, just to get her used to the idea that she knows that she has to go outside. Because she's tiny and she's got a little bladder. And I thought, I don't know when she's gonna fill it up, but I'm watching her tour around the house to so she won't have accidents. And there's pee pads in this little area that we've kind of sectioned off for her that first week. And I slept downstairs on the sofa beside this little crate. And every hour I'd get up and I would take her out. And before I'd go out, I'd take her paw and I'd hit it to the bell. Then we'd go outside, and then the little commands, and I would give her commands, and then she would do it, and it was a high praise, you know, like get all excited with her that she did it. Come back in the next day, she was doing it herself. She would go over and paw them. Yeah. Then this one is so smart that by the end of day two, she was to go over there, and I think I was telling you, she started boxing it, the bells. That meant I just want to go out and play. And I was like, what the heck? So now we're running around the yard. I'm thinking, you didn't even have to go. Your way of saying. So then I had to have a new plan. So I thought, okay, I have to let her know that when I put the leash on her, when she paws, that means the poo and pee break. But if we're just going to go out the front, then I put a harness on her and that's time to go play. We're going to get outside and you're going to go play. But it was really cute because, again, super smart. Like she figured it out day two that this is how this works. So no accidents after week two. So 2 weeks, because there's still the odd piddle here and there, but we'd catch her in the middle just before she started. We're like, okay, we can see her like starting to go, quickly grab her, take her outside. And then it was funny because my partner, he's like a clean freak, right? So he'd be there with the little shampooing, carpet shampooer right away, the little spot. He goes, oh, get that out, right? So there's no smells left. And it was really cute. So then within 2 weeks, we're on to week four with her, starting at week five. There hasn't been any accidents for the last 2 weeks. So it's been perfect. So it's 2 weeks.
Amazing.
Yeah, she's been housebroken. So it's like, yeah, she is amazing. Quite really remarkable. It's really
You're
happy.
such a good fur mommy.
No, I don't know. So if you ask my kids, your mom, you think you have so many rules, but then they said, but they work, right? And the girls are all kind of going along with it because it said, you know, we want, again, it's a better life for the dog. It even it for the dog to, if they're well behaved in the sense that they can still go have fun, but they know not to jump on people, bite people, you know, like if they need to go to the washroom, they can tell you, let you know. It's serving them as it serves us too. It's a lot of work though, Sally. I'm not going to deny that, but it's so worth it when the little you start getting the outcome.
It
So
sounds like it's all worth it. Like, I'm amazed at your like talent, and like I love how you have everything structured and you got everything planned. Like everything, like it just occurred to me, like not only pets need structure, people need structure too, right? So it's great that like you have it all like working with the family, that everybody in the household is getting a structure, like kind of like indirectly with the pet. I
You know, it's
love it.
funny. Yeah, it's cute. I think it's funny because it's not easy because the family is more resistant. It's the people pets, like the people family, the part of the pack that struggle with the structure because they're not used to having this structure. Again, like I said, I have a blended family, and for them, this is not like, what are you doing? And why can't she stay up? And you know, I mentioned like on a Saturday night, they were like, well, but why does she have to go to bed early? It's Saturday. Like we stay up later. I said, well, you're welcome to stay up later, but she doesn't know the difference between Monday and Saturday, Tuesday and Saturday.
Exactly.
That, you know, like for her, every day is the same. Her circadian rhythm, like sleep schedule, eating, going to the washroom is all the same. So it stays the same. So that's why she stays healthy. That's how she stays healthy. So we can learn from that, right?
Definitely. Yeah. No, when you mentioned that, it's kind of funny because I'm going to bring it to my life. I have a autistic son, and he's just very scheduled that way. And when we're on vacation, And they some people don't understand. I'm like, my son, no matter even like moving into different time zones, I'll be like, he kind of his body clock adjusts, and when once it adjusts, he's like, I have to eat at 11:30, I have to eat dinner around 4:30, 5 o'clock, and then that's it. He's good. Other than that, like he needs it, and then he goes, oh, I have to wake up at this time. He has to go to bed at that time, and it's that like, and if you if like typical kids, like they're like you said, they're like they're more like rigid. They're like, oh, why can't you just stay? I'm like, no. My son has his way, and like, and then he has to go through this life this way. And if you ruin it, it might kind of toss him in a tury, and like he might not like it so much. But you know, like it's just like we're me and my husband is used to it. You know, and we love it because we know what to expect. But I
It's
love it
really,
though.
yeah, and I love that. I love that. But then when you're even like, and I understand because you've got autism, and that's why it works this way. I had all three of my children, like, we lived on a scheduled routine because, again, they grew up with dogs. I've always had a dog. And my children now, who are adults, 30 years old, 25 years old, 23 years old, they know how to create structure for themselves in their lives. They're professionals. They live really healthy, happy, fun lives. They go out on the weekends, do whatever they want, sleep when they want. But when it comes to their work-life balance, they know how to do it because they know how to create that balance. The girls all know how to do self-care. One's an RCMP constable. The second one is a lawyer. Yeah, the younger ones get back to school and kind of figure out what she wants to do. But they kind of all have kind of managed to find structure in their own way because of the way our home was so structured, and there was discipline. And again, I will get into this another time, but I wrote a workshop on conscious parenting, and we talk about that and the lifespan of how, it works from 0 to 8, 9 to 19, and then 20 onwards, and how life, the different phases of life, what role we play as parents. And then the same with what happens with our pets is that when, like, we were just talking about this. If you bring a pet into the home and then you don't have a structured home, they start to see it. Some will appreciate it and think, oh, this actually works for me. I think I like this because I just feel so much better because I'm actually sleeping on time. I'm getting up. Because by the 16-year-old, my 16-year-old stepdaughter actually appreciates it because she can see the benefits and how it actually improves her life. The younger one, not so much, because it's like, oh, well, hold on a second. You're taking away my freedoms of being able to stay up and do whatever, blah, blah, blah. But it's kind of cute. Like, I think, but she, as, she, it's, as it's happening, and she's seeing that the puppy's actually taking herself to bed. She's like, oh, she was kind of perplexed, but then she's kind of come on board thinking, okay, makes sense, because she wants to go, then she's gone. Think she just runs up the stairs and off to bed she goes, right into her crate.
Oh my
Yeah, it's
goodness.
really cute.
It's adorable. And I'm like so excited that we have talked about pets on this Love Your Pet Day. Like, Raj, thank you for telling us all about the benefits of having a pet and also your dog, Zara. I'm super excited about her like journey as a therapy dog.
Thank you.
I might have to talk to you again later in a future podcast about her like successes and her journey.
Oh, that's so sweet. You know what? Since she's sleeping, I'll send you a few pictures. You're more than welcome to share. She actually has a Zara the Aussie, I think it's called. Zara the Aussie 23. My daughter's made her Instagram page.
Please share it. We would love
Yeah, so
to.
I'll send you that, and I'll send you a few pictures so you can see her in action because she gets into mischief, and yeah, it's pretty cute. It's very, very cute.
Oh, that's adorable. And I love how your family is like embracing the pet, and like that could be one lovely way to kind of show your love on Pet Day is to kind of share a
Yeah,
picture of your
share.
pet. That's
It's
lovely.
Oh, it's so wonderful. They share her mischief. They share all the stuff that she gets into, and then even her Valentine's photo shoot that the girls did at home, and just to
Oh,
how they how the how it was going, how the dog's doing all these like things, and all of a sudden they got her finally to sit in one spot, and with all of her little treats and toys. It was really cute, actually. So again, creative arts coming out of it for them as well. Like, a lot of creativity, a lot of fun, a lot of joy. Like, again, just pure joy is what I'm noticing. is coming from that. Like even when she's like nipping and biting them, they're not getting angry. They're getting it. They're understanding. And then this is interesting too. We train by positive reinforcement because we've learned that when you just keep saying no, the word no means nothing to them after a while. So with her, there's like a positive redirection. So, oh, you're like gonna try chewing up my jacket? No, here, I gave her a little rope toy. Take this instead. Be constantly like trying to like replace, like, like get her to understand that, oh, no, you can't chew on the shoe, but you can chew on this. Oh, you can't do that, but we can do this. So it's like re positive redirection. Because again, this particular breed is super sensitive. Super sensitive. Like she, jokingly one day I said, she's nipping at me, and I looked at her. She's sitting beside me on the sofa. She's tiny. I said, I'm gonna get another dog, right? She slumped back. I don't know if she understood. She slumped back and she puts her head down and she looks at me. Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that.
It's
But
like,
my daughter,
wow, you understood.
I know, but my daughter's laughing. She goes, "Mom, you just hurt her feelings." And I said, "She didn't understand that." She goes, "But did you see her like whole body, like her reaction? She just like slumped back and she looked down at you." And then I go, "I know. It's like so sad. It was like I felt so bad." And I swear, there's a little person in that puppy. I'm telling you, this is, yeah, there's a spirit. There's a really like deep spirit in this one. You'll see the pictures and you'll see what I'm talking about.
I
It's really, yeah,
can't
she's,
wait. I
yeah,
can't
she's
wait to see the
adorable.
picture. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So, thank you again, Rich, for talking about this day and the benefits of having a pet. I hope all of you guys out there, if you have a pet or not, if you consider having a pet, like, just remember, it sounds like there's a lot of, it's a lot of work, hard work, but lots of good gains from it as well. So,
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It is like it's worth every ounce of effort you put in is paid back tenfold. Just like it's just, yeah, it's just like, and it's like unconditional love that doesn't stop. So yeah, Sally, thank you so much for having me on. This has been an absolute joy for me to talk about because it's like such a big part of my life. And even now going into my practice, this is gonna be my partner in practice, right? So
I
I'm really
can't
excited about
wait.
that. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you
Thank
again.
you.
And everybody, I hope you enjoy your love your pet day. Thank you for
Yeah.
joining.
Thank you, Sally. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Zymood is an online mental health platform that connects you with mental health specialists who speaks your language and understand your culture. You can find us at our website at zymood.com and on our social media channels on Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn at MySciMood. Don't forget to follow, like, and share, and comment. Thank you for existing.